calls, and more. Wicket's World on Laser 103.3.
Brought to you by SNC Automotive, your source for rust and corrosion prevention with Final Coat, online at scautomotive.com.
You know, when you're a team that wins 12 games a year, three straight years, you would think like you got to strike while the iron is hot and really go all in, especially as you're starting to find guys, getting towards the end of contracts. You have to decide you're going to go with Dak Prescott as your future QB. You're going to pay him $60 million a year if you want to give him an extension. Your wide receiver and CeeDee Lamb, one of the best in the NFL, young. You're going to pay him $30 million a year. You got Micah Parsons on the defensive side. So now is the time to strike while the iron is hot if you're the Dallas Cowboys. And Jerry Jones, the Crypt Keeper, has said a lot this year, we're all in on 2024. They kept head coach Mike McCarthy. I told you about the big names in Dak, Micah, and CeeDee Lamb. The problem for this football team is they haven't done anything to prove they were all in. They didn't do anything significant in the draft, really, to wow anybody. They haven't made any big free agent signings. The biggest news about the Cowboys offseason came down yesterday, and that is Ezekiel Elliott is back as their lead running back. Now, this isn't Zeke 2017 Zeke, who was, you know, the leading rusher in the National Football League and a guy who you would put in that Mount Rushmore of running backs in the great history of the Dallas Cowboys. This is old Zeke, broken down Zeke, but he's back. ESPN's Adam Schefter.
It's going to be a deal for worth up to $3 million to bring him back to the Dallas Cowboys. And it's a situation where everybody could see this deal coming. He met with the Cowboys last week. There's been talk of a reunion for weeks. The Dallas Cowboys didn't draft a running back. He hadn't found a home. It's almost like these two sides were destined to be with each other this upcoming season.
Destiny bringing these two teams together. I mean, this is a dude that had 600 rushing yards and was forced into the starting role due to injuries in New England when he was with the Patriots last year. The rest, I mean, I don't know if there's a worse running back room in the National Football League than what Dallas has. You have a shell of Zeke Elliott, Rico Dowdle, Deuce Vaughn, somebody named Hunter Lepke. I don't even know who that is. And they added Royce Freeman, who sucks. If you're a Cowboys fan and you keep hearing Jerry Jones tell you, we're all in, we're all in, we're all in, they don't do anything. They haven't done anything, and maybe they've had the worst offseason. Now, this often leads to teams being like, you think we had a bad offseason, we're going to be good. But this is a team that struggled against good teams, didn't play well on the road, got housed by the 13-time world champion Green Bay Packers on their home floor in the playoffs last year. Have made no significant additions to this roster, didn't grab a running back in the draft, and the biggest news is they're bringing back Zeke. So you asked me, are the Cowboys really all in, Heather? No. Because I don't even know what all in would be for Jerry. Nobody knows because they haven't done anything. They haven't made a move for a receiver. They haven't traded for T. Higgins. They haven't traded for Brandon Ayuk. They didn't do anything significant in the draft. The Cowboys are wasting this offseason coming off yet another 12-win season.
Maybe they just want to invest in women's basketball.
I don't think, although the Dallas Wings, I think, just had a huge ticket sale. Obviously, the game against the Fever is sold out. Mm-hmm. But the Dallas Wings just had a huge push for season ticket sales. It went really, really well.
Dallas is switching.
You think Dallas is no longer a Cowboys town?
Correct.
I don't think
that's
I don't think that's it.